So we have a little bit of a story time. Story time, everyone. Alert. Story time. Blah, da, 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 da. I need a little intro for that. So I'm in the car, and I'm announcing the lineup, and we're talking about Phillies things, and I'm like, this game's going to go one of three ways. One, the Phillies are going to win in a blowout. Two, the Reds are going to win in a blowout. Three, the Phillies are going to either win or lose by trailing by a lot, then the Reds come back, then the Phillies come back. They make it really close. They hit it grand. They do something big, heroics in the eighth. They go to the ninth, tie game, blah, da, da. Extra innings, they either lose or they win. Well, one of those three things did happen. The loss, so the seven-game winning streak is now sadly over, but now at least we can say that my theory was right. Not exactly happy that it was right, but that was just a game. I just saw that score, or even before it started, I had a feeling that that was not going to be a good game. I was actually on the verge of posting on my Twitter page. I was on the verge of posting what Jack Fritz used to do, or maybe still does, when he writes, feels like a loss. Because for some reason, even when it was a high score, even when the score was 1-1, it still didn't feel like the Phillies had a chance to win this ball game. And it felt kind of nice in the first, but I never really had much faith in them today. Don't know why, just like a random feeling I had. And today was Christopher Sanchez on the mound, three innings, four hits, one earned run, three walks, three strikeouts, 74 pitches. That, just going to say that flat out, that's not good. And the stat that I was hearing a lot yesterday, how the Phillies have had 15 games where the starter has gone good quality innings, like five or six innings, whatever that stat was. It was something like the starter, we've won 15 games, the Phillies starters have gone deep into games, like deep meaning five or six innings. And then I was trying to think, okay, how many of those have we won? Well, I know we didn't win the Nola one, the Braves. We could go back through every single game, which I don't really have the patience or time to do. And I'm just sitting here thinking that, yeah, it's normally if the starter's good, then everything else is good. And today the starter wasn't good, and the bullpen was fine. So Marte, two innings, four hits, turn on. Actually, I did turn this game off. I was watching some other things and doing some other stuff. And once it was just at the point of, I think it was 5-1, when I just decided, okay, this is just not going to be a win. Sometimes you have that gut feeling. It's like when the Flyers, or a hockey team, when you watch a hockey team so much that on a power play, you could just kind of sense that the goal's coming. That's just how I kind of felt this game. I could sense that this was not going to go the Phillies' way. And I knew they weren't going to be able to keep their winning streak up forever. But at this point, I just kind of thought that was the end of the road for them. Kirkering was pretty good today. One inning, 11 pitches. Still hasn't allowed an earned run yet. Matt Strom's got the ERA in the ones, 1.86. And then Ricardo Pinto could not go in any without allowing a home run. And it's still just a minor thing. And this is something that I know is not an issue. I know it's not an issue because it's a problem if I'm bickering about a little tiny thing like the usage of our long man or blowout, like mop-up guy. Pinto is not the mop-up guy. And I know, like, And a mop-up guy's role, in my opinion, would be come in, get some quick outs, and get out of there so we don't have to sit there forever and wait for the mop-up guy. And I know that's what Pinto's trying to do, but his 10.97 ERA is just not helping. I know Dylan Covey's on the IL, and he's coming back shortly, and Ortiz just got sent for a rehab assignment. So he might be coming back, so Pinto could be on the end of his line pretty soon. But yeah, the lineup was not exactly what we were ready for today. And two really quick things before we get out of here. One, I'm very firmly in the camp of play Bohm and play Marsh. I mean, Stott and Marsh every single day. I know Stott probably needs a day off more than Marsh does. And I get it, you're playing a good lefty, but he was lifted out of the game pretty quickly in this one. He was taken out after four innings anyway. So like that's why I just want to see Brandon Marsh in the game all the time, especially when Harper's not here. then just playing all the random third string guys. And JT, at this point, just don't play JT and just do the entire third string lineup and accept the failure of a loss, because Sosa makes an error over at third. Phillies ended up with three errors. They had five hits and three errors. At a point, it was they had more hits, more errors than hits, which is a problem to be at that point. And just, I don't need to have Bohm playing first base when he's working on playing third base and we're moving him back and forth when Harper's not playing. I get Harper's going to play most of the time, and I get this isn't a big picture issue, but when he's not playing, when Harper's not playing in the field and he's not playing, say he's DHing or something, Bohm cannot go to first base. That's what you got Whit Merrifield for. Merrifield goes to first, Sosa goes to second if you're going to give Stott the day off that day, and that's just what it has to be. There's no reason to move a guy back and forth. He's not a utility guy. I'm just going to push that into the ground there. Not very good offense from the top of the lineup, but the Phils will try to get their crack at it tomorrow evening for the third game of this four-game set against the Cincinnati Reds. His last start of the season for now, Spencer Turnbull will go for the Phils. He's 2-0 with a 1.23 ERA, and Nick Lodolo will go for the Reds. This is not a favorable matchup for the Phils. He's 2-0 with a 0.75 ERA. Oh, no. Hopefully it's not a loss, and that would not be fun. But hopefully it's not a loss. I will see you tomorrow after another hopeful win where the Phils can get in a good position to win or split this series. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off.